Welcome to the week that was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and our coverage this week included how French evangelicals are facing the backlash at home after the success of US President Donald Trump and Brazil's newly elected leader Jair Bolsonaro abroad, how a new US film retelling the Gospel of John features an almost all-black cast, while one of the voices behind the recent film Bohemian Rhapsody turns out to be a former Christian band member from Canada, and how a US-based company is helping Laotian villagers turn jewellery made from bomb shrapnel into income. But first, Christmas is coming up fast, and so we thought we'd mention some of the Christmas-related coverage which appeared on the site this week. First up is an essay from US historian of religions Lisa Battelle, who urges parents to this year tell their children the true story behind the figure we know as Santa Claus. Battelle takes a look at the figure of St. Nicholas, on whom Santa is based, and relates how this ancient saint, born in Turkey in around 260 AD, came to worldwide fame and the subsequent battle over his bones. She also looks at some of the historical evidence for the truth of his story and concludes that the earliest stories mentioned in St. Nick do seem to correlate with histories and church documents of the period. We also have an essay from Catholic commentator Thomas Rees, who talks about the hope that can be found in the season of Advent despite the uproar we see in the world around us, while site contributor Paul Clark reflects in a musings piece on how to avoid the stress of Christmas. And finally, there's stories on the role New York City played in the development of Christmas as we know it today, and in our A Sustainable Life column, there's a look on how to choose a sustainable Christmas tree. To France, and we ran a story this week on how evangelicals there are facing a backlash after the electoral wins of US President Donald Trump and Brazilian incomer Jair Bolsonaro, both closely associated with evangelical movements in their nations. Such has been the concern that the head of the National Council of French Evangelicals made a public statement in which he said that just because we share the same Christian label doesn't mean we support Bolsonaro in Brazil or Trump in the United States. One evangelical pastor spoken to for the story blamed the suspicion on a failure among the French, including the French media, to understand who they are as a group, and spoke of the need, or the trend rather, for some evangelicals to call themselves Protestant Christians rather than use the term. To the big screen and a couple of film-related stories that we ran this week. The first concerns a new movie, Revival, a retelling of the Gospel of John, which unusually features a mostly black cast. Creator Harry Lennox, you may recognise him as one of the stars of the TV series The Blacklist, said the production was conceived at his new Antioch Church of God in Christ in LA and aimed to include spirituals and gospel music. To that end, the film stars Grammy-nominated gospel and R&B artist Marley Music as Jesus Christ. As well as some original songs by Music, the production also features traditional songs like Down by the Riverside and Oh Mary, Don't You Weep. The second film-related story this week was an interview with Marc Martel, a former member of Canadian Christian band Down Here, who recently provided the voice of Freddie Mercury in the Queen tribute film Bohemian Rhapsody. Martel, who these days travels the world as a Mercury tribute artist, talks about how, while he misses playing with Down Here and being around people he can relate to on the most foundational things in life, he loves how integrated his faith is into his life these days. We also ran a story this week on how a New York-based company, Article 22, is selling jewellery made from bomb shrapnel by Laotian villagers who cannot farm because of the unexploded ordnance in their fields. Laos was heavily bombed during the Vietnam War, and around 30% of the more than 2 million tonnes of cluster bombs dropped on the nation during that period did not detonate, leaving a deadly legacy. The fact villagers in affected areas cannot farm because of the unexploded ordnance makes them among the poorest people in the nation. So Article 22 founder Elizabeth Souter says she had an aha moment when she realised people could make a living by making jewellery from shrapnel until the fields are cleared. In other news this week, in Australia, the government released the findings of the long-awaited Ruddock Review into religious freedom and immediately undertook to introduce a dedicated Religious Discrimination Act. In the US, a Southern Baptist seminary released a report delineating its ties to slavery, including that its four founders owned more than 50 slaves. In Brazil, a gunman entered a cathedral in the town of Campinas and killed four people before turning the gun on himself. In Indonesia, there was news that Jakarta's former Christian governor, known as Ahok, is to be released from prison next month, 4 months ahead of schedule, after he was jailed for 2 years over blasphemy charges. And back in Australia, World Vision opened a lost toy store at a Melbourne shopping centre to highlight the plight of displaced children this Christmas. Our essays this week include a look at Australia's rising Indigenous incarceration rates and how investment into designing local solutions to address the drivers of crime offers a solution. And an essay on why slain US missionary John Chow, killed after approaching Indigenous tribal people on the remote Indian island of North Sentinel, could be considered a martyr. Columns included a chat in conversations with Libby Gilchrist, one of Australia's first female Anglican priests, about her new book describing a journey into the clergy, the challenges she faced along the way, and why it's important to have women in church leadership. There's a postcards piece on a World Vision campaign to end violence against displaced Rohingya children living in Bangladesh, a sightseeing piece on the spiritual legacy of the computer game Doom, and in our life story column, a look at the life of US evangelical retailer John Wanamaker and how he built a fortune by mixing faith and business. Recent reviews include a look at the film New Life, a simple tale of love and loss which has been marketed to Christians, and the dystopian teen film Mortal Engines. As always, that's just some of what appeared on site this week. Remember, you can keep up to date with all that's happening by subscribing to our free daily or weekly emails. You can, of course, follow us on a range of social media and also subscribe to our free weekly prayer email. And while all our content is always freely available, we'd welcome any financial contribution you can make from just $1 a month to help us to continue to bring you, but more importantly, expand our coverage from across the globe. Just look under subscribers under the masthead for details. I'm David Adams, editor of Sight Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.